It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome, everybody. Nate Lull, and I'm joined tonight by Tim Cutting here on WCDO as we'll be under the lights from Bainbridge Guilford as it's the BG Bobcats hosting the Delhi Bulldogs. Both teams coming in at 0-2, looking for their first win of the season. Want to welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Set to be a good one. As I said, both teams looking for their first win of the season. And something else that's of note, longtime Delhi coach, now with BG, Dave Kelly, spent 48 seasons with the Bulldogs. He's on the other side tonight with the Bobcats. We'll talk about all that when we come back. I'm Nate Lull for Tim Cutting here on WCDO Sports.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. Welcome into tonight's pregame show as we get set for kickoff here between Delhi and BG. And we're joined by BG head coach Tim Mattingly. And coach, I just wanted to ask you first off, before we get into your matchup with Delhi, your thoughts on last week's loss against Sydney. But what happened at halftime? You guys trail in that game 20-0, and you came out and played a very solid second half, ran the ball well, had that big drive in the third quarter to really get your first points up there on the scoreboard.
Well, I thought that in the first half, you know, there were some things that happened and that, you know, kind of could have gotten us going in the right direction. Didn't get the breaks. But at halftime, you know, the kids were kind of hanging their heads a little bit. We talked about what could have happened in the first half. It could have been a different ball game by halftime. And we talked about what we could do in the second half to be a little bit more successful. And the kids really responded. You know, we felt that the opening kickoff was very important, that we needed to make sure we took care of the ball and put the drive together, which we did, and we scored. Actually, we scored on our first two possessions, so we got right back in the ball game. But a couple breaks here or there could have been a different game.
And this week, what are some keys against Delhi, a team that comes in 0-2? You guys are 0-2 as well, but you know, a big running game for you guys last week with Ben Bavar and Dylan Moffitt. Will that be the recipe for success here against a tough Delhi team?
It will be. You know, Dylan Moffitt, he's such a tough runner, and so, you know, he really has to touch the ball a lot for us, and he will. We have to actually do a really good job on the offensive line because they're so big. We think that we might be able to get outside on them a little bit, but we'll see. We have to do a really nice job, I think, executing and taking care of the ball because they're so big. So we'll see what happens.
This might be a question you're already sick of answering this week, but you have Dave Kelly on your staff, of course, longtime Delhi coach. Does this game mean a little extra more for your kids, knowing that he's on your side now and would like to pick up a win against the Bulldogs?
I think the kids know that it's a big game, I think, number one, because it's a divisional game for us. The first two games were non-division, so, you know, we want to get going on the right track. But it might have a little bit more meaning for Dave, but we practice the same, you know. I'm sure the kids realize that Coach Kelly, you know, was from Delhi and might have a little bit more meaning for him. But I think it's more important that the kids realize it's a divisional game and, you know, we need to do what we can do to get a win.
Your first two games were on the road. How nice is it to be home on your home field in front of your own fans under the lights? Your kids must be excited about that.
They are. They're thrilled for the opening night here. First two games were tough for us. You know, we went against two Class C schools. Thought we steadily improved from that week one game. So they're excited. Anytime we can play at home in front of our home crowds is great for the kids.
Your first game on the road was at Dryden. I wanted to get a coach's perspective on how tough it is for schools that have to travel so far. You're on the bus for an hour and a half before you even get off and get a chance to warm up. And we've seen that several other schools in the area, Harpersville, Afton, had to go out to Waverly. And this seems to be the norm now for Section 4. It has to be tough for you as a coach to get the kids ready for that.
It is. And just to plan the time to get there. And we felt we left on time, but there was some construction. So we got there a little bit late. And so we wanted the kids actually to get out on the field to stretch their legs a little bit and walk around. We didn't have time for that. We felt that it was kind of compressed for us. But, you know, the long bus ride is tough on the kids, but it's a ball game that you work for all week long, and, you know, you got to get up for it and got to come out and play your best.
Our last question here with BG Bobcats head coach Tim Mattingly. You had a big fan on the sidelines last week in Sydney as one of your former players, Willie McGinnis, was here, now playing for the Cleveland Gladiators in the Indoor Football League. Was that a thrill for your guys to see someone who had been in the program and is now having a lot of success after his college career?
It is. Willie has been an absolute great role model for these kids. Actually, he worked with us last year and worked with the offense and defensive line, so the kids were used to having him all season on the sideline, and for him to come back for this game, and I invited him to come on the sideline, the kids were thrilled to have him. They have kept asking when he's going to come back and start working with us, but he's at Milford now as their line coach. But it was thrilling to have Willie there. He's such a great young man and a great role model for these kids.
A big thank you to BG Football head coach Tim Mattingly. Kickoff coming up between Delhi and BG. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Friday Night Football here on CDO. Nate Lowell with you along with my broadcast partner tonight, Tim Cutting. Tim, welcome to the game. Should be a great one between BG and Delhi.
Absolutely. You got a nice, good showing of people here tonight. And you got two divisional rivals that are going to start off here in just a few minutes. There, you got the captains at midfield, and they're going out for the toink off.
Let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And our pregame show tonight brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Cork and the staff wish everybody, coaches, players, fans, the best in tonight's game. You know, both teams 0-2 here, Tim. It should be interesting. They've had some close games. They've had some success in a couple of quarters throughout those games, but haven't been able to get over the hump and get a win. Do you have a choice here tonight on who you think might have the momentum coming in?
Well, I think, I mean, just based on the fact that I was at Sydney last week watching the Bainbridge Bobcats play against the Warriors of Sydney, what a different team in the second half. I mean, they really showed that, you know, they have a lot of heart. They were down. They came back. They got two quick scores to start off the first half, or the second half, excuse me. And if some things went, you know, that didn't go their way had changed, it could have been a different ballgame.
Both teams out, getting set for kickoff here. BG, the Bobcats in their home navy blue, first time they've been able to wear those this season, with the blue pants, the blue helmet, white lettering says Bobcats across the chest. Delhi in those traditional white road uniforms, the all-white helmet with the kind of maroon stripe down the center, and the white pants as well. I think it could be a lot of running up the gut, 2-3 yard runs all night here, Tim.
Absolutely. I mean, both programs had that mantra about them. You know, they both like to run the ball with quick little bursts. You know, the running backs from Bainbridge that I was really impressed with last week was Dylan Moffitt. He was fantastic. Coach Mattingly talked about him in the interview. You know, to have a kid that has that much drive is just amazing to have on any type of football team. Delhi, you always know they're going to have some horses back there. And you bring in back in days of my when I played, Jeff Oliver is some names that you remember, you know, and so on and so forth. So it's a long-standing history, and I think we're in for a good game tonight.
Dylan Moffitt and Ben Bavar, only a freshman, ran very well last week for BG against Sydney. Delhi comes in, they lost their home opener 22-0 at home against Seton, and then they fell last weekend as well by a close score, but they weren't able to get over the hump. So BG now will kick off to Delhi. Delhi going left to right on your radio dial to start things off, and kicking off for BG will be Zach Womit. Under the lights here in Bainbridge, nice crowd, as Tim said, coming in all set for this one. Delhi lost 21-8 against Whitney Point on the road last weekend. And a little squib kick here is picked up by Delhi, and they'll have excellent field position to start things off at the 40-yard line going to their left.
Yeah, and you know what, I've witnessed quite a few teams now are not kicking that ball deep, so they must have some really real fast guys back there that they know about, and they just are willing to give up that field position because they're relying on their defense right off the bat.
So Delhi will start with the ball here in the first quarter. No score between BG and Delhi. Delhi going left to right, starting off with quarterback, the junior Dylan Cumpston, who has started since week one, about midway through that game, as their other junior quarterback, Connor Gioffi, had a hip injury to start things off. And a nice run by Delhi to the right side. They'll pick up about 9 yards there with Nate Dennison.
Yeah, Nate did a nice little move out there on the end and got the extra yardage, almost got the first down on first down.
So it'll be a 2nd and 1 here for Delhi. In the shotgun is Cumpston. Goes to his right, he'll throw, looking for the first down. He almost had that one passed over to the far side and just juggled off the hands there of Tony Marzullo. And it'll be 3rd and 1 here after a pickup of 9 on the first down for Delhi.
I think Tony got a little alligator arms on that one. He was just getting ready to catch the ball, and a couple of Bobcats showed up, and he let it go.
Did have it right in his hands and fell off as the pressure came. Hard to do. 40 seconds gone. First quarter, a run up the middle here for Delhi. They'll pick up the first down and more, and into BG territory all the way down to the 35-yard line with Trey Mossert. A big first down for the Bulldogs.
Mossert got hit initially at the 45, but then he forged ahead for another 7-8 yards and a nice little run on that play.
So big pickup there for Delhi. Gain of about 15 on the play and a first down. And now on first and 10, passing one to the outside. Again, looking for number two, Nate Dennison, off his hands. That'll bring up a second down here for the Bulldogs as they go left to right.
Mr. Dennison dropped the ball after number 63, Mitchell Mertz from Bainbridge Bobcats, put a nice little pop on him.
It was a nice pop here. I expect a physical game here between the Bulldogs and the Bobcats. We saw last week, BG maybe a little smaller than Sydney at some points and definitely smaller here tonight than Delhi, but not small in heart, that's for sure.
No, definitely not. And again, like I said, like Coach Mattingly said in the interview, you know, this is the first divisional game. This is huge. This is where, you step up the season, and at 0-2, if either one of these teams don't have the drive to want this game, it's going to be a real good game.
So 1 minute gone here in the first quarter, and Delhi has moved into BG territory. They're at the 46-yard line, and a handoff up the gut again, and some big running room for Delhi. They'll pick up a first down and a gain of 15 again here for Trey Mossert.
Trey, I'm telling you right now, that hole was big enough for me to run through.
And
he is fast.
And he has two big gains here on this first down drive, and this will pick up another first down here for Delhi. They are at the BG 30-yard line. And again, the junior quarterback, Dylan Cumpston, under center. One man in motion to his right. He's in the shotgun, and they'll again hand it off to Mossert up the gut. He'll pick up about three this time on second down now for Delhi.
Yeah, the Bulldogs are liking what they're getting out of Mossert right now, and I think they're going to stick with it until Bainbridge makes an adjustment to stop that.
And those runs for Mossert have been right up the gut. We'll see what they do here. They are on the BG 30-yard line again. On a third down, quarterback keeper here for Cumpston. He'll get to the left and pick up a first down, bouncing out of bounds all the way down to about the 5-yard line here. A nice run by the junior quarterback, Dylan Cumpston, bouncing to the left wing.
Yeah, very nice run on that play. He kicked it outside. He was in time, fouled the tackle, and bounced outside and got outside the end and got bounced some more running room.
Nice play there for Cumpston. And now a first and goal here about on the 5-yard line for Delhi. And they'll have our first flag of the evening, as it looks like perhaps a false start on the Bulldogs. That'll back them up. We're scoreless with 9:48 to go in the first quarter. Delhi is driving.
Yeah, a little antsy on that play right there. I'm not quite sure which part of the line moved, but a lot of it did. So.
And Delhi looks like they like to get right up to the line and get things going. Not much of a huddle, just kind of a hurry-up offense to start things off.
Yep, they definitely, this is the first time that I've seen them in a huddle, and now they're calling timeout.
So a timeout here for the Bulldogs. 9:48 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Delhi. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Hey, high school football fans. Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitego, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and postgame. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's varsity football tailgate party nights at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney. Proud supporters of local high school football.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Delhi with a first and goal here. They'll run it up the gut, and Nick Marino will pick up the touchdown here for the Bulldogs just 3 minutes into the contest, and the Bulldogs with a 6-0 lead.
Nice little misdirection on that play, and was not after the initial hit at the line of scrimmage. Marino had nobody to stop him.
Welcome back here on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting. Delhi with an early touchdown on their first drive, and they'll go for two, and it'll be knocked away on a nice play there by the BG defense, and Dylan Moffitt sticking his hand in there. So a 6-0 lead here for the Bulldogs with 9:39 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away again here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight from Bainbridge Guilford as Delhi scores on their first drive, and they fail on the two-point conversion, so it's 6-0 as the Bulldogs kick off here with big number 72, Matt Enst, fielded here by BG, and this is Wamit working his way up to the 40-yard line. BG with good field position to start on their own 40.
Yeah, it was kind of like a little bit of an onside kick. It rolled up and then took a great big hop and right to the Wemet's hands, and he made a nice little run out of it.
And so the sophomore quarterback, Austin Carr, will come out for the BG Bobcats. They will go right to left in those dark navy blue uniforms here tonight, going up against the white uniforms here of the Delhi Bulldogs. And Carr under center with a plethora of running backs to choose from in the backfield. And BG will hand it off here to Dylan Moffitt. He'll run to his right and pick up maybe a yard, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and will come up here with second down.
Looked like Moffitt was going to have a little running room, but it got closed up awfully quick by number 66 from Delhi, Nate Kraft, on the tackle.
And we heard Coach Mattingly talk a lot about that in the interview. He said, we're going to have to be very good on the line of scrimmage. Delhi has a little bit of a size advantage, and we're going to have to control that. And we saw last week, BG likes to ground and pound and just try to run the ball. So that'll be a very big part of their offense here tonight.
Absolutely.
So here's Carr under center. Didn't see him last week or so far tonight in the shotgun at all. He rolls back, has some pressure, throws the ball up in the air, and a nice catch almost here, and I think they're going to say down on the turf, Bailey Green almost with a juggling catch, and couldn't quite come up with it for BG.
I don't know what happened on that play, but I'm telling you what, if that kid, young man could have got a little air under that ball, I think that was six for BG.
And Delhi had a lot of pressure coming through, and he just couldn't quite get it off in time. That's BG quarterback Austin Carr. 6-0 lead for Delhi, 8:30 to go in the first quarter from the nice field here at Bainbridge Guilford High School under the lights. BG back in the huddle with 8:33 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO with the third down for BG. They're at their own 40-yard line. BG looking to hand off on this third and 10, and they are stuffed in the backfield, nowhere to go, no running room at all. As for the first time tonight, Austin Carr, unable to hand off, tried to keep it and doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, there was no room on that play at all. As soon as he turned his body towards the line of scrimmage, there were at least three Bulldogs waiting for him.
And so BG on the fourth down here will punt it away and give it right back to Delhi after they scored on their first possession. Zach Wamit will punt it away here for the Bobcats. Delhi with two men deep, ready to receive. Good punt here by Wamit. We'll see who catches it here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Nick Marino, who scored the touchdown, will pick it up. He crosses midfield, now to the BG 40-yard line before he's tackled by a big mass of Bobcats there. And great field position again for the Bulldogs offense.
Yeah, he cut it about the 35, I would say, somewhere in that area. Nice little run back for Marino.
So Marino gets into BG territory, and this is where the Bobcats defense will have to try to hold strong. With 7:43 to go, first quarter, Delhi on top of Bainbridge Guilford by a score of 6-0 after scoring on their first drive.
And it was a good drive, too. I mean, it took some time off the clock, and they definitely had some mixture of plays, passing and running.
Dylan Cumpston in the shotgun at quarterback here for BG, excuse me, for Delhi. And Trey Mossert again in the backfield. And the handoff to him, and he'll run it right up the gut again, and we'll pick up about five on the play.
Looks like that's Coach Newman's play for the first play of a new series, is to give it to Mossert right up the gut.
38 yards so far for Trey Mossert, and he's been the workhorse so far for the Bulldogs. Again in the shotgun, a low snap is picked up, and a quarterback keeper here for Cumston, and he'll maybe pick up the first down here as he gets all the way up to the BG 30-yard line, and we'll see what the Zebra crew says.
Yeah, the Bulldog quarterback made a nice recovery on that snap. It was low, and it was not easy to handle, but he did, and he got some positive yardage out of the play.
Third and one for Delhi there at the BG 30-yard line. A low snap again. They're able to pick it up. And this time, BG will hold strong, it looks like, driving the quarterback, Dylan Cumston, back. And this will be an interesting early decision here for the Delhi Bulldogs. I think with their size, they might try to go for it on fourth and one.
I would think I would. You know, you've got the lead. It's early in the game. Not a bad spot to try, and I believe they are. It's fourth and one, and they got a big line in front of them.
Cumston can run. He already has 20 yards on three carries so far tonight here for the Bulldogs. Looks over to the sideline now to get a play here on fourth and one. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Delhi with the ball. They already lead BG 6-0 in the first quarter. Going left to right. They'll pass on fourth down and off the hands there of Nick Marino, and BG comes up with a big stop on defense.
Wasn't a bad throw by the quarterback. Just looks like he's not putting any air under the ball. It looks like he's trying to drive it in there, and it's just a little bit too hard for the receivers to catch it that short distance.
A nice route run by Nick Marino there was open and just bounced off his hands. So 6:12 to go first quarter, and BG going right to left will pick up after going three and out on their first possession. They will have the ball starting on their own 30-yard line. 6-0 lead here for Delhi. Scored on their first possession on a touchdown run by Nick Marino. And then BG able to stop them. And a throw on first down here for BG. Goes to the right side and off the hands there of Bailey Green. Otherwise, as you said before, Tim, he could have been off to the races.
Yeah, and actually I think that was the exact same play. It looked so similar as the play of the first one that didn't fell incomplete. But, you know, it's young kids playing football. It will happen.
Bailey Green, a senior, I'm sure, has some experience here at the varsity level, as he will be split out to the right this time on a 2nd and 10 for the Bobcats. 6:07 to go first quarter, Delhi leading BG by a score of 6-0. They'll hand off on 2nd down, and just nowhere to go here for Dylan Moffitt. He does spin out of it, and now will pick up about 5 yards on a play that was absolutely dead to rights.
Yep, he was wrapped up, but he just kept his legs driving and got the positive yards that the Bobcats needed.
Moffitt with his second run of the night picks up 5, has 5 yards total. This will be a 3rd and 5 with 5:45 to go first quarter. BG on their own 35-yard line looking to work their way to midfield. Delhi with a 6-0 lead over BG. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Weekend full of football, as we'll have tonight's game and tomorrow, Harpersville-Afton going down to Binghamton to take on Seton Catholic. A pitch out to the left side here. Moffitt's going to pick up the first down before being shoved out of bounds on a nice pitch from the quarterback, Austin Carr, and the first down of the night for the Bobcats.
Yep, nice little reverse pivot by the quarterback. Sweep out to the outside, and Moffitt got the necessary yards for the first down. Great play, Bobcats.
Moffitt, only 5'8", 160, is a senior. Just seems to run like he's about twice that size.
Really runs hard with the ball. Likes to look. He looks for, actually looks for contact, and to be that small and to be able to do that, you know that there's a lot of motivation in those young legs.
5:18 to go first quarter. Delhi leading BG 6-0. Bobcats with the ball going right to left. Carr is under center, the sophomore quarterback here for BG. One receiver to his right, two running backs in the backfield. This time they'll fake the handoff to Bavar and go to Moffitt. He'll pick up 9 yards here on 1st and 10, setting up good field position here for BG. They're now into Delhi territory at the 47-yard line.
Nice little quick hitter on that one. They handed off to Moffitt right away and right up the gut he got. And as, like I said before, or like Nate said before, he is not very big in stature, so he's kind of hard to find in there.
4 attempts rushing tonight for Moffitt, 19 yards so far for the senior tailback. Here for the BG Bobcats. So a 2nd and 1 with 4:58 to go first quarter. Delhi leading BG 6-0. And it looks like an official timeout here. I think they're going to bring the chains out and have a look at this one.
Yep, it's pretty close. From our vantage point here, high atop the press box at Bainbridge Bobcat Field.
So the chain crew will come out, and this one will be pretty close. Deep here in this first quarter, and they're going to be just inches short here, it looks like. And they're really having to look at this one, and it's literally inches. Maybe two. It's two or three.
If you have something to have to go for on second down, that's what you want right there. That short little amount right there should be no problem of getting a first down in this next play.
I think you might have been able to slide a piece of paper in between the ball and the yardstick there. So 4:58 to go first quarter. BG with a second and inches here as they have crossed midfield into Delhi territory. Carr under center. He fumbles the handoff, now picks it up, and gets it to Ben Bavard. They'll easily get the first down to the left side and tackled at the 35-yard line. A big pickup on the first run of the night for Ben Bavard.
Got to put a little props out there for my buddy Ben. Ben played peewee football for us in Sydney and moved to Bainbridge as a wrestler, and I'm glad to see him playing for the Bobcats.
So BG into Delhi territory. They trail 6-0. Ball at the Delhi 35-yard line. BG going right to left. Clock ticks down to 4:35 to go first quarter. And here's Carr under center for the Bobcats. He's got Moffitt and Bavard in the backfield. One receiver split out to his left. That's Austin Capolupo. And now they'll hand the ball off. No, Carr will keep it and pick up about 5 yards down to his right on first down for the Bobcats.
Very heady play right there by Carr. He actually looked down to throw the ball to number 9, who was definitely covered, and he did what he had to do. He tucked the ball away, got some positive yards for the Bobcats.
Second and 5 now for BG. They're at the Delhi 30. They trail 6-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter under the lights here at BG. The Bobcats, just like they did in that third quarter, a long drive against Sydney last week where they ended up scoring a touchdown, chewed up 7 minutes and 30 seconds, just the long huddle, get up to the line, snap it, get your run in. They seem to do a nice job with that. Here's Carr under center. Pitch out to his left here for Dylan Moffitt. Has some room to run. He'll pick up 5 yards on this one, just about to the 20-yard line of the Delhi Bulldogs. It will be a first down, first and 10 for BG.
Real nice play on that play by number 24, Marino from Delhi. He actually fought off a lineman that was trying to block the corner and made the tackle. Great play.
6-0, Delhi leading BG, 3:25 to go first quarter, but the Bobcats putting together a nice drive on their second drive of the evening. Austin Carr takes his time, under center here, barks out some signals. One receiver to his right, again, two runners in the backfield. They'll hand it off to Moffitt. He's got a hole and breaks 3, gets about 5, still on his feet before he's roped down. I'd say 4 or 5 yard pickup there for BG down to the Delhi 25.
Going to give him a little analogy there about Moffitt. I'm going to call him the little engine that could. He doesn't stop. He just keeps his legs driving. Doesn't matter who's got a hold of him or nothing. He is not giving up.
29 yards so far tonight on 6 attempts for the senior tailback, Dylan Moffitt, here for BG. 2:40 to go first quarter. Bulldogs scored early on their first possession on a 5-yard touchdown run right up the middle to Nick Marino. So Carr, again, walks up to the line here. And the same formation, two runners in the backfield, one wide receiver out to the right. Another pitch to Moffitt. He finds the hole. One man to beat, gets around him, flag on the play. Moffitt is headed for the end zone, and he's in at the pylon, but we'll see what the call is, and it will be a touchdown here for BG. I saw the flag come out.
At this moment, it's a touchdown. We're going to wait and see what they've got, but it looks like the referee is going back towards the middle of the field. I'm thinking the umpire threw that, and usually is holding.
Well, I saw the one referee come over, put his hands up. Must be he was just going for the signal, and it will bring BG back. Great run, though, by Moffitt.
Oh, fantastic. Actually had a spot where he actually walked over a tackler, was trying to go too low on him, and he actually stepped over him to get the yardage necessary to get down to the goal line. But, again, the flag nullifies all that.
So a touchdown run is taken away off a penalty against BG late here in the first quarter, and the penalty will also back the ball up to about the Delhi 26-yard line, BG going right to left. So they trail 6-0, 2:17 to go first quarter here on a second down.
About a second and 15 here for the Bobcats. They'll fake the handoff to Moffitt. Look to throw. They have a receiver. It's Bailey Green into the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Bobcats.
Third time you try a play is the charm. Absolutely perfect execution on that play. Love the pattern that Green is running on that. He's running like a little fade, running right by the corner, and Carr threw an absolutely perfect pass right into his hands.
A 26-yard touchdown throw for BG to Bailey Green. And it is a 6-6 game, excuse me, off a 26-yard pass play for BG. And Dylan Moffitt will look to kick the extra point here with 2:07 to go in the first quarter. Ball is down, and the kick will just sneak up over the crossbar. And it's BG leading Delhi 7-6 with 2:07 to go here in the first quarter. We'll step away for a break here on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Bailey Green with a 26-yard touchdown catch there from Austin Carr, and BG with the extra point by Dylan Moffitt takes a 7-6 lead here in the first quarter. 2:07 to go in that first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. And Zach Womit will kick off here for BG, kicking right to left here as Delhi will be back to field it. A nice kick by Womit, fielded here by the Bulldogs, and they'll look to bring it forward, and guess who, right up the middle for the Delhi Bulldogs, all the way up to the 45-yard line, is Trey Mossert.
Yep, running back, kick returner, does it all.
Picked up about 15 there, yep, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it's a 7-6 lead now for BG. I'm really impressed, him, by the way BG was able to answer after Delhi came right down, scored on the first drive, and then the offense got off to a shaky start for the Bobcats.
Great observation, and it was just the play calling. You could see that they went to some quick hitter type stuff with the running backs rather than long, drawn-out plays, and it's working for them. So good decisions by the Bobcat staff.
Delhi, first and 10. Man in the backfield, Nick Marino, gets around, and he was trapped, and now he's all the way down the left sideline. One man to beat. Can he get around him? No, but a big pickup here for Delhi. He shoved out of bounds at the BG 20-yard line. Nick Marino with a huge pickup there for Delhi.
What looked like was going to be a 5-yard loss turned into a huge gain for the Bulldogs.
About a 40-yard run there for Nick Marino. He scored on the first drive. Now has 45 yards on the night. And Marino has done well when he's been called on. A majority of the running has gone to Trey Mossert, but when they've called Marino's number, he has done the job. He was pretty much dead to rights again in the backfield and was able to turn on the Jets to get around. First and 10 now with a minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. Delhi is knocking on the door again at the BG 20. A handoff to the right side. And Delhi will break around for maybe a pickup of one or two. I think this penalty with the flag coming up will be against the Bulldogs, as Tony Marzullo there with the run for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was a nice play. They're doing this misdirection. They have a runner that's in motion, usually to the quarterback's left, and then as that runner is going by, you're thinking they're going to do the speed sweep to him, and they don't. They give the ball to one of the other backs coming the opposite way. Nice design play.
1:20 to go, first quarter. BG at home here against Delhi, leading 7-6. The Bulldogs in those all-white uniforms with the white helmets will be backed up to the 26-yard line here in BG territory. Fans wanting some good defense here from the Bobcats. Man in motion and a handoff and a nice play in the backfield there for the BG Bobcats, as that was Trey Mossert trying to go up the gut, and it was Tyler Hart in the backfield blowing up the play.
Yes, blowing up is exactly right. He took his blocker and shoved him back into the backfield and then was right there to take the tackle himself. Great play, young man.
45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's a 7-6 lead for BG over Delhi on a second and 15 here for the Bulldogs. A low snap to Cumston. Moves to his left, has nowhere to go, falls down, and the BG defense coming up big. A nice play there by Phil Ives, who broke through and was able to put the pressure on the QB.
Yeah, the quarterback had one decision there, either get hit or go down. He decided to go down.
And now the ball is all the way back to the BG 33-yard line here, and this is going to be a third and long. Clock is down to 10 seconds, and it looks like Delhi might just let the quarter run out here. So some nice offense here by both these teams in the first quarter. We'll see if Delhi can get this play off. They're lining up. Doesn't look like they will get it in as time will expire on the first quarter, with the BG Bobcats leading the Delhi Bulldogs 7-6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Now's the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on CDO with BG leading Delhi 7-6. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. It's a third and long as now Delhi switching sides of the field, going right to left, rolling to the right here, and it's a pass that's picked off by the Bobcats. Coming down the other way, a flag on the play and being shoved out of bounds here for BG is big number 55, Dylan Mondor.
Looks like to me that play is going to come back. I mean, it's post-interception, so I think BG will hold the ball, but I believe they had an illegal block in the back on the interception.
So Dylan Mondor with an INT just did a nice job to read that play there as Delhi was trying to go over the middle.
And I think he actually baited the quarterback to make him think that the guy was open. He did a real nice job.
And so a flag on the play, and we will see what the official call is here. The BG defense still out, as well as the Delhi offense. Looks like it will go against BG, but to your point, we'll see if Delhi will be able to keep the ball here or if it was after the interception.
And now we have, I don't know if it's a second flag or...
There are two flags.
Yeah. Because I just saw the unsportsmanlike sign held up there, but I didn't think that was what the call was on the interception. But it looks like they are marking off a lot more than just an illegal block in the back.
And it does look like the Zebra crew having a little conference here on this one, and the BG defense still out on the field as well as the Delhi offense. But now it does look like BG might take over and just be stuck way back, almost pinned against their own goal line.
Yep, it looks like that was probably a 20-yard loss for them. Can't really tell for sure because we weren't really paying too much attention at that point when we saw the second flag, so I'm not quite sure what the first flag was. And BG's calling a timeout.
So BG will call a timeout. Mondor had the interception, got all the way up to about the 40-yard line. It looks like BG could take over all the way back about on their own 10. We'll sort this out and come back here on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. 7-6 lead for BG over Delhi, and BG will start way back in their own zone. A pitch to the right here to start things off as they will start their own 5-yard line, and Dylan Moffitt will pick up about 2 on first down here for the Bobcats.
Real nice play beyond the Bulldogs part right there. Looked like Moffitt had quite a lot of room on the outside to go, and they shut it down quickly.
So a block in the back and an unsportsmanlike is what backed up BG after an interception, and that's why they're starting deep in their own territory. So a second down and 9 here for the Bobcats. Second quarter, 11:15 to go before the half, and BG scored on their last drive on a 26-yard pass from Austin Carr to Bailey Green. And they'll look to hand it off here on second down to Ben Bavar, and he'll be tripped up. Gain of about 1 as he went to his right. BG going left to right. That'll bring up 3rd and 8.
Nice little run by the young man. Had somebody hanging on to him, and he kept those legs moving, trying to get those extra yards. So, good job.
BG on a 3rd and 8 here. 10:45 to go, second quarter, back in the huddle. Again, just long, methodical drives here for BG as they break the huddle and come up to the line against a much, much bigger Delhi D-line. And so far, BG, once they settled in, has done a nice job.
I definitely wouldn't want to be on the opposite side of that line from Delhi.
First down, they'll pitch out to Moffitt to his left, dances through some defenders. He'll pick up the first down, has some room to run, gets all the way out to the BG 30-yard line, and a nice pickup there for Dylan Moffitt.
Nice play. It's been working really good, that little reverse pivot by the quarterback sweep to Moffitt on the outside. I'm not quite sure what's happening to the defense on the outside for Delhi, because he does have a lot of room once he gets out there.
8 rushes so far tonight for Dylan Moffitt. He's been the workhorse. 2 for Ben Bavar and 2 quarterback keepers for Austin Carr. And so a first down here for BG as they go left to right. They are on their own 29-yard line, but this is good progress made by the Bobcats as they were pinned pretty much up against their own goal line just a few plays ago. A handoff from Carr. Now he'll roll to his right, looking for someone to pass to, has nowhere to go, has to run to the outside, takes a big hit, absorbs it, and pushed out of bounds. Maybe a gain of 2 there on a very long run from Carr.
Again, really, really good heady play by the young man. He was looking for the same play that we've been talking about, one that the Bobcats scored on, and it was not there. He saw that, didn't force a pass into coverage or anything like that. Nice play, kept the ball, got some yardage for the Bobcats.
BG leading 7-6 with 9:40 to go in the second quarter. And BG has moved it all the way up to their own 36-yard line as they break the huddle on second down. About a 2nd and 4 opportunity here for the Bobcats. Again, going up against a much bigger Delhi D-line here tonight. And they'll hand off, and again, finding a hole is Dylan Moffitt for a first down. Pick up a 5 on the play for the speedy and small senior tailback.
Yep, great run right there. You know, somebody that small, just getting through those big guys from Delhi and then just keeping those legs moving forward, it's hard to bring down.
9:31 to go here in the second quarter. And again, BG breaking the huddle. Dylan Moffitt has been the workhorse in the backfield so far for the BG Bobcats. Stepping up is quarterback Austin Carr on a first and 10 as BG looking to get to midfield. They give it to Ben Bafar. He does just that, breaks his way into Delhi territory all the way to the Delhi 48. Pickup of about 5, maybe 6 on the play there for Bavar.
I think Bainbridge has seen that they have to do something really quick to offset the size and strength advantage that the Bulldogs have on them. So they are doing these quick little reverse pivot one-hitters, you know, right up the gut, right off the tackle, right off the guard, and they're getting positive yardage on that.
44 yards tonight rushing so far for Dylan Moffitt and 17 so far for Ben Bavar. So BG sticking to what they know, running the ball. And if you have Dave Kelly on your sideline, I'm sure he knows a thing or two about that. Dylan Moffitt on second down now. We'll pick up the first down here on a nice gain of about 8 yards there, and he only needed 5.
Yep, and at the tail end of that run, he stretches the ball out like it's the end zone, and it's not even close to the end zone. That looks like what he's trying to do, practicing for when he gets there.
BG working their way into Delhi territory. They're now at the Bulldogs' 39-yard line with 8:15 to go, second quarter. It's BG leading Delhi 7-6. And again, BG putting together a nice drive. Carr is under center, just a sophomore here. One receiver to his left and two running backs in the backfield. BG with a pitch again to Dylan Moffitt. Pinpoint precision on that pitch, which is hard to do, and he gets it out to Moffitt, who scoops up about 5 yards down to the 35-yard line of Delhi.
Nice little play, and actually the pitch was a spiral. I've never seen a pitch actually do that, so that was pretty interesting to see. So not only can passes spiral, but the pitches are spiraling as well.
We've seen Unitigo twice here so far this season on CDO, and we know how good Josh Firebend is as they're down playing Deposit Hancock tonight. We'll try to get you some updates. But even he has trouble with the pitch, so you have to see a guy like Austin Carr here just making it look like it's very easy, you're in the backyard, anyone can do it type of thing.
And also that helps that is if your running back has great hands, and Moffitt has definitely got good hands for a young man.
7:15 to go, second quarter. BG is driving here on second down, and they'll pick up another first down with, guess who, Dylan Moffitt up the gut for another gain of 5 here as BG leads 7-6, 7:10 to go, second quarter.
Yes, and I'm telling you what, and Nate, you were doing this game last week when this happened, but this looks exactly like the drive that they came out, and they ate a lot of the clock up in the third quarter.
7.5 minutes that drive against Sydney, and it resulted in a touchdown, a 1-yard run by Ben Bavar last week against Sydney. Really got BG back in that game.
Yeah, I wasn't on the radio last week. I was actually on the chain crew, so I was part of it. So I definitely witnessed some really good play in that game.
Jack of all trades here. Radio, chain gang, coach. You never know where you'll find yourself on a Saturday night or a Friday night. Nice run here for Ben Bavar on second down. Picks up about 2 on the play there to the left for BG. 6:30 to go, second quarter. BG holding on to the 7-6 lead. And really the difference was the point after there by Dylan Moffitt. A nice kick there to make it 7-6.
Yeah, it was. And then I was just going to say, you know, this drive, really I think the double penalties motivated BG to, you know, move the ball down the floor and take some time off the clock, which they are doing very well right now.
Just an update from Sydney. It's Chenango Forks leading the Warriors 21-0. Thank you to Chris Haynes for the update there, the AD from Sydney. And here on second down, BG again running it up the gut with Moffitt. Maybe picks up 1 on the play with 5:50 to go, second quarter. This will bring up a third down as the ball now down to the 26-yard line of the Delhi Bulldogs.
Yeah, they tried to do that little quick hitter again with Moffitt, and I think Delhi has made a little bit of a change with their alignment on their for the linebackers to try to offset that, and it worked on that play.
So BG was moving the ball quite well on this drive, and now I don't want to say stalled quite yet because they've always been able to pick up the first down when they need, but this is a third and about 5 yards here that they'll need to pick up. And a flag on the play with 5:16 to go in the second quarter. This one will go against the Bobcats.
False start on the Bobcats. That's going to put them third down and probably 14, I'm going to guess, maybe 13. going to be a tough thing, but where they are in the positioning of the field, you got to think they're going to use two downs to get that.
5-yard penalty. Ball comes back to the Delhi 31 on a third down now. Goes to a third and long for BG. And I would say they have about 13-14 yards to pick up on this play with 5:10 to go before the half. Could be huge momentum here for BG if they could pick up a first down and work their way towards some points. So Carr is under center, and it's the same formation. Wide receiver to the left, two in the backfield, Bavar and Moffitt for the Bobcats. And this time Carr will go back to pass. He's going to throw to his left, ball up in the air, and just too tall over the head on the far side there of the young receiver, Austin Capolupo.
That was not a bad throw. It just was just a tick too high for the young man from the Bobcats.
Carr is 1-for-4 throwing the ball tonight. He does have a touchdown on that first drive, the 26-yarder to Bailey Green. And this will bring up a fourth and long here for the Bobcats with 4:50 to go, second quarter. BG going left to right. Ball on the Delhi 31-yard line as BG leads the Bulldogs 7-6. And so let's see what BG dials up here on fourth down. They're far enough down in the territory of Delhi that they feel comfortable going with it. But it looks like head coach Tim Mattingly will take a timeout here, wants to talk things over on a big fourth down for BG. So Bobcats leading the Bulldogs 7-6 with 4:50 to go before halftime. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And a welcome in to all our online listeners, of course, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Lots of listeners out there tonight, Westfield, Connecticut, Towanda, Pennsylvania, and also Ferry Pass, Florida, some listeners far away tonight, and also some locals on the stream, just might be around the laptop sitting at home tonight, Binghamton, Hornell, and New Berlin. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com. Remember, you can always go back on demand, listen to any of these games. As soon as the first half is done, about midway through the second half, you can go back and listen to the first half of this game if you'd like. And all the games we've previously done are on there as well. That's WCDOsports.com. 4:50 to go, second quarter. 7-6 lead, BG over Delhi. It's a fourth and long here. BG is deep in Delhi territory. Ball on the 31-yard line. As they go left to right, they'll go for it on about a 4th and 13. They'll drop back to pass. Carr is going to float one up in the air to his right, going for the end zone. He catches it. Back of the end zone, Capolupo. And they go for it on 4th down and convert for the Bobcats.
Very, very nice play right there. Amazing that they did get that and scored the touchdown at the same time. It wasn't they were going for the first down. They were going for the big 6 points on the board, and they got it.
A huge conversion there for BG, and what guts, you know. You'd think maybe you'd just run something across the middle, try to pick up the first down. No, they go for broke, and they'll pick it up. And again, Dylan Moffitt on to kick the extra point. BG leading out 13-6, looking to tack on one more. Huge play there by Austin Capolupo, number 21. And this time, the extra point no good. So BG leads Delhi after a 31-yard bomb to Austin Capolupo, 13-6 with 4:44 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
A history of service. A commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:44 to go before the half here. BG on a 31-yard touchdown throw from Austin Carr to Austin Capilupo makes it a 13-6 lead here for the Bobcats, and they will kick off left to right to Delhi, who scored with Nick Marino on their first drive. They've come up empty since then, Tim.
Yeah, Bobcats have made some nice adjustments defensively, and they are working very nicely.
And Zach Wamit with the kickoff. Delhi will pick it up and look to run it forward here. And nice run back of about 10 yards there by Austin Bedient. And Delhi will have good field position here. They'll start from about their own 47-yard line as they approach midfield here going right to left.
Bedient was one of the up men on that play, and he actually kicked it right to him, and he took his chance to shine on the field with running with the ball, and he did a nice job there.
So the Austin-to-Austin connection for BG works. Carr to Capilupo, and now the defense will have to step up big here again for BG and try to hold before the half. And as we look over at the scoreboard, lights out for a second apparently. 13-6 is the score now. BG on top of Delhi. We'll step away here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong! The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Dylan Cumpston will pick up about 15 yards, an option run on the right here as scoreboard back up and running here as it's BG leading Delhi 13-6, 4:34 to go before the half, and a nice play by Delhi to work their way down into BG territory. They're down to the BG 32-yard line. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO Under the Lights at BG. Delhi on a 1st and 10, maybe picks up one with a run to the left side. Looked like Nick Marino with the run there.
I think Delhi has decided that they're going to use those big boys in the front, and they're going to run right up the gut and see what they can do with that.
So that was Trey Mossert picking up one there. 2nd and 9 now for Delhi there at the BG. Up the 34-yard line. A pass to the far side here for the Bulldogs. It is complete to Nick Marino. He turns on the Jets. Will pick up a 1st down and more all the way down to the BG 15-yard line on the first completion of the night through the air for the Bulldogs.
Yep, actually, I think he got a toe on the white line, and I think they're going to put him at about the 20, I believe. Looks like that's where they're setting up.
So a nice catch there by Nick Marino, picking up about 15 yards on the play. First catch of the night for Marino, and first completion for the Delhi Bulldogs as Dylan Cumpston is 1 for 5 on the night through the air. Delhi running on 1st down now, picking up about 3 there is Trey Mossert.
Running to the left side again with Mossert, and again, they're getting a couple yards here and there. You know what, that's not a bad thing if you continue to do that and sustain a nice little drive before half and get some points on the board. We might have a tie ball game going into half.
Delhi on a 2nd and 6, 3:30 to go before the half. They trail 13-6 as they're deep in the Bobcats territory now. 2nd and 6, and Cumpston on the QB keeper will pick up a 1st down all the way down to the BG 10-yard line here. Well, he might be close on that 1st down, but a nice run on the quarterback keeper.
Yep, real nice play right there. He actually looked like a draw type play for the Bobcats, and I think they were showing something that they might try to use a little later on that might throw a little bit of a question into the coaches on the BG side's heads.
Some good solid blocking by that big O-line for Delhi. They open up some holes again here on first down, but the BG defense coming through, breaking through the line there was Dylan Mondor, and he's able to wrap up Trey Mossert there for Delhi as he tried to run to the left.
Yeah, he actually thought, I think he thought he was in the end zone there because there was nobody there except big number 55 for the Bobcats, and he wrapped him up. Nice tackle.
And now a holding call here against Delhi will back up the Bulldogs even more. 2:58 to go before the half. It's 13-6, BG on top of Delhi. We had another report coming from Sydney. The end of the first quarter there, it's Chenango Forest 28-0 over the Sydney Warriors.
It's tough when the defending state champions come into town.
Tough. Sydney with some injuries last week, and Chenango Forest just loaded everywhere you look on the field.
Good to report the ones that were hurt were fine and are doing much better on the mend here.
Great to see those guys recover so quickly. And here's a run for Delhi, picking up about 5 yards. Again, here on second down, again with Nick Marino, who had the first touchdown for Delhi back in the first quarter.
Yep, very nice play there. It was a little bit of a misdirection. They started to go to the right side and kind of did a scissor look and gave him the inside handoff, and he got around the end for some positive yards.
So Delhi still knocking on the door. Ball is at the BG 14-yard line with 2:10 to go in the second quarter here on a second down and short for the Delhi Bulldogs. And they'll hand off up the middle. Not a lot of room to run, but some bruising running there by Trey Mossert, and he'll pick up about 3 yards on the play. It'll be third and short.
There was one Bobcat that had right a handful of his jersey, but he was able to get away from that, and by that time there was a host of other Bobcat tacklers there to help out on the play.
Mossert so far in the night with about 45 yards on 8 carries so far for the Delhi Bulldogs. Minute 35 to go, second quarter. Delhi trying to get some points before the half, and a pass out to the far side is incomplete here for the Bulldogs as they tried to go out to Nate Dennison on the far side. That'll bring up fourth down.
Yep, and I was just going to say, I believe that the Bulldogs have called the timeout. I think it may be their second or timeout of the half, I believe.
So Delhi burns a timeout here with a minute 31 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 13-6. That was the first time Delhi's used a timeout. BG with none left. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:31 to go here in the second quarter. BG leading 13-6 over Delhi. The Bulldogs trying to maybe even this contest up as they are deep in BG territory here before the half on a fourth down, ball about on the 11-yard line here. Fans into it, a low snap, and Cumston is going to throw for the end zone to Nate Dennison, and he's in. And a big touchdown here for the Bulldogs on fourth down, and the Delhi side explodes out of the stands.
Absolutely fantastic play by the young man catching the ball right there. He went up, high-pointed it, grabbed it with both hands, turned, scored. Great play.
A big-time catch there for Nate Dennison, number 2 for the Delhi Bulldogs. That'll make it 13-12. And it looks like they'll take a timeout here as they'll want to talk things over. They might as well. Now they're down to one timeout left here for Delhi. Maybe talk things over about a kick or maybe going for two. We'll step away for 30 here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Delhi scores a touchdown, goes for two, and will get the two-point conversion on a nice pass to the outside for Nick Marino, and they will take a 14-13 lead over BG with a minute 23 to go before the half.
Yeah, nice, interesting way to put this is the ball was rolling back to the quarterback. So, you know, when that happens, a lot of times you never know what the defense is going to do when they see the ball on the ground. They might take an eye off the receiver for just a second, thinking there's no way they're going to get the pass off. The quarterback made a fantastic pickup of the ball and a nice throw to get the two-point conversion.
So a minute 23 to go, second quarter. We'll keep it right here on CDO. Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting here tonight. Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios in Sydney as we come to you live from BG High School under the lights here on Friday night. 14-13 lead now for the Delhi Bulldogs over the BG Bobcats. Nice drive there, some great running by the Delhi Bulldogs. Dylan Cumpston with some good runs. Trey Mossert is really the workhorse tonight, approaching 50 yards on the night in the first half for Delhi.
And good perseverance on the fourth down play because they had to score. There was no first down capability there. They had to score. So if the young man doesn't make the catch and take the extra step into the end zone and gets tackled, it's BG ball right there. Different ball game.
And Matt Inst, the senior, number 72, a O-line, D-line guy, will kick off once again here for Delhi. Saw him in the pregame, and he gets a good boot under this one. Off the hands here of Dylan Moffitt. He'll have to chase it all the way back to the BG 10, picks it up. He's all the way up to the 25, a 15-yard return right up the middle before being tripped up. And a nice kickoff there by Matt Inst.
Different than the first one we saw. He actually put his foot into it and got it down the field for some airtime, and Moffitt made a nice play, real nice play, after initially missing the ball.
So a minute 16 to go in the second quarter, 14-13 lead for Delhi, and they took the lead on a Nate Dennison 10-yard catch on fourth down, and a two-point conversion going to Nick Marino after Delhi scored on their first drive way back in the first quarter. BG then put up two drives with two touchdowns, and Delhi able to answer back once again. Great first half here tonight on CDO. And now BG will start on their own 25-yard line, going left to right. Austin Carr, the sophomore QB, under center. He'll hand off to the senior running back, Dylan Moffitt, runs to his right and picks up maybe a yard, gets back to their line of scrimmage before being wrapped up there by Delhi.
Yeah, he ran into a wall of white right there. He didn't really have too much of a chance to get any more than what he did get, and that was back to the line of scrimmage.
So a second down and 10. We're under a minute to go before the half. Make sure to stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by Mirabado Energy Products coming up as BG putting a couple of finishing plays on this first half. Great competitive first two quarters between these two clubs. Looking for their first win of the season. Both teams are 0-2. Not so fast. Dylan Moffitt will spring out of the backfield there for BG. He crosses midfield down the left side and out of bounds at the Delhi 40. A huge pickup here for the Bobcats.
Real nice play at the end. He made sure that he knew he was going to get tackled, but he made sure that he got out of bounds so that the clock would stop. With like about 30 seconds left, it might give BG a chance to that Capiluto play into the end zone or look for Mr. Green on the power fade.
About a 35-yard pickup there for Dylan Moffitt. Clock is running down to 20 seconds. BG going left to right. They're on the Delhi 40, down to 15 seconds now. Carr will have to drop back and throw. He's got some pressure behind him. Throws, looking for Capolupo, who falls down and is picked off. Delhi going back the other way with the ball. Can they get into the end zone? They get to midfield, still running forward and down to the 40-yard line here before being knocked out of bounds. A nice pickoff play there by Nate Dennison for Delhi. Down to 2 seconds left. And yeah, Capolupo was still down.
Yeah, that was kind of a broken play. Pass was actually looking to go to Capoluto, and the defender from Delhi and Capoluto's feet got a little tangled up, and he took him down, and now he's still on the ground, and that allowed the ball to be picked off by the Delhi Bulldogs.
And so another score update coming in from Sydney, 41-0 Forks is on top of the Warriors there, still in the first half. And we'll hope that Austin Capolupo is okay here with 2 seconds to go before the half. Delhi leading BG 14-13. He got tied up as BG was trying to just throw the ball and go for broke towards the end of the half. We'll step away here for 30 seconds on WCDO.
The Madden Family of Funeral Homes has expanded to continue to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is now in Unadilla. The Madden Family of Funeral Homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO, and they wish all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden Family of Funeral Homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-1151.
941-22.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Austin Capolupo back and to the sideline. Good to see him doing well. And Delhi will try one last pass before halftime here, and it's off the hands over on the far side of Nick Marino. So that will do it for the first half, as it's a 14-13 lead here for Delhi over BG. Tim, your quick thoughts on the first half.
Absolutely fantastic first half. You know, saw some plays that were working. The defense adjusted, stopped it. They had another plan in place for both sides, and that's why we're in a 14-13 game with 24 minutes left to play tonight.
Well, both teams doing well offensively, some good hits on defense, and a lot more to talk about when we come back on our Marabito halftime report. Of course, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. You can call them at 563-HEAT. We'll talk about Dave Kelly, everything that, is kind of interesting to talk about there when we come back on WCDO.